Welcome to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner, shares insight into the financial tools, techniques, and temperaments needed to make the most of your retirement dollars and relationships. Danielle bridges the gap between Wall Street and Main Street, bringing complex financial topics down to earth. Danielle will educate and inspire you as you define and refine your version of prosperity.
Hello and welcome to Wealth Done Differently Retirement with Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner. Today, Danielle has brought in a guest again, and I'm so excited. So I want to introduce Kirsten McDaniel. And Kirsten McDaniel has been the executive director of Youth Entity since 2006. Mission of Youth Entity is to help youth build successful futures through financial education and career readiness. The I Am Financial Knowledge program was born out of a collaboration to bring financial literacy to fourth graders at Crystal River Elementary in 2010, and has been empowering Valley youth around money ever since. She and her husband, Jerry, moved to the RFV in 2001 after retiring from the chemical and plastics industry. She fills some of her free time pursuing an AS in culinary arts. So we have a lot to talk about today. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. Well, thank you.
All right. Kirsten, I'm excited to welcome you to the program. Thank you so much for being a guest today. But I'm going to switch over to Danielle real quick. Danielle, you brought Kirsten in today, and I know that you actually got involved with Youth Entity. How did that start?
I was invited by a girlfriend to help out with their Youth Chef program. I love to cook. I love being in the kitchen. I love kids. It seemed like a good, fun thing to do. I'm not an overly big baker. And this was, getting into how to do some really technical baking. And so I thought, what a great opportunity for me to do what I love, get involved with kids, and probably definitely learn a lot. And I was introduced to Youth Entity through the culinary arts aspect. Once I got involved with that and got a lot of flour all over my hands, face, and the rest of me, I found out they had a financial knowledge program and met with Kirsten, learned a little bit about what she had going there. And I've been very actively involved ever since. It's just such a fantastic program that speaks to the, preparing kids for real life in so many ways that it was a perfect fit for me to get personally involved in and financially involved.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are braver than I, because I've got a dear friend. They have three little boys, and they came over and helped to bake cookies one day, and I know where their hands had been. I'm not eating any of the cookies. I couldn't do it. I have a low gag reflex, and I just watch them. I'm like, yeah, I'll pass on those cookies for now. So that's awesome that you have the bravery to do that. And Kirsten, again, thank you so much for being here. Danielle, I am going to turn it back to you again. Just go ahead and take over, and let's get this party started with Kirsten.
Well, we're entering April, or this podcast will probably air mid-April. So we are well into Financial Literacy Month. And it's also Social Security Awareness Month. So April's a big money month. And I thought it was a real appropriate place for Kirsten to come in and share some of the work that is happening with Youth Entity and the I Am Financial Knowledge Program. And I'm hoping that we can start with talking a little bit about the feedback. So the program's been going on for over right around 10 years now.
Yeah, and, probably 8 years.
Okay, 8 years. And you have impacted how many kids, and what kind of feedback do you get from the kids, from their parents, and from the community?
As Danielle said, we started, 8 years or so ago with Crystal River Elementary School. And at that time, it was a pilot program. So we probably had maybe 40 kids enrolled in the program. And it was really kind of a friends and family youth entity experience where we were pulling upon all kinds of people from the community, including, I think, everyone who worked at the Carbondale branch at Alpine Bank, to actually jumpstart this program. And since then, it's grown to serving about 1,800 kids across the community in five different counties. So it's really grown a lot. I think I think a lot of the feedback that we receive, obviously from teachers, is that first of all, it helps them meet their academic standards that are required by the state of Colorado. So there are personal financial literacy standards that they do need to meet. But our program goes well beyond this. I feel like it's really a program that helps kids to learn that they can tell their money where it needs to go, I think is something that Daniel likes to say, as opposed to wondering where all of your money went. And that personal financial literacy is not just a mystery topic that is just for people who are smart in the mind of a fifth grader, or people who have graduated for college, or rich people. It's a very simple formula that we can teach kids on how they can manage their money well and be proactive. And as a result, you know, basically have what I like to call financial serenity. Serenity is not a word that they're familiar with. So we talk about, well, what does that mean? It's a sense of peace. It's knowing that you can have enough money to pay your bills, that you have some money saved up to help a pet who needs a surgery, or to help out another family member, or to do something that's important to you, regardless of what that is. And to me, that's really the basis of what the program is about.
I think you touch on, you know, the feeling that people get out of it. And I know when I've attended, you know, various fundraisers and you've had kids speak to what they've gotten out of the program, or you've even had the parents come up and talk. And it is about creating that awareness of it's about choices. You can make choices in a variety of directions. And what are those choices based on? And something else I really appreciate about your program is you do try to, you know, you connect the kids with their value systems. And we have some conversations about what's truly important to you about, you know, making these financial decisions. You've got a great staff. You've been growing. You're, like you said, you're in 5 counties now.
Yes.
Wow. It's just, and you're going online. We've got a lot of really exciting stuff happening. Will you share what Stephanie Stahl, she's your new personal finance programs manager. And there's some things that she's putting together to kind of look at I am financial knowledge. What are you calling it? Version 2, iteration 2? How are you?
Any of those would fit. Yeah. Yeah. Version 2.0. Yeah. Stephanie Staley joined us in October of last year. She's a very energetic young woman. We were connected to her through a friend of her friend, so to speak. But I think what's kind of unique about Stephanie is her dream job is to teach kids personal financial literacy, which is perfect. An unusual combination. She actually majored in finance in college and minored in nonprofit management. And then since moving from the East Coast, was working at a credit union in Denver. And so when we became connected, you know, basically we're giving her the opportunity to, I think, in a way to fulfill her dreams, which is to help kids through financial education. So Stephanie's biggest charter, I would say, right now is to grow the program. I've challenged her to grow the program by an additional 1,000 students over the first course of her year of employment at Youth Entity, and she's on track to do that. And then we're also going back and revisiting the program that's been in place, and we've gotten a tremendous amount of mileage out of it, but also looking at ways to make improvements to the program, especially with integrating activities for kids that are more physical in nature, not just brain activities. And then we've also put together an LMS, which is a learning management system, so that the program could be available online, let's say for remote districts. And then something that we've also been doing successfully for a few years now is kind of a kit for teachers. So sometimes teachers will go through the program with us for a year or two, and they'll be like, you know what, we're ready to take this on now. And we'll actually provide them with all the materials that they need. And the teachers become then part of our facilitation team. And we pay them, you know, a couple hundred dollars in terms of a cash award that they can spend personally or in their schools for being part of our facilitation team. I guess we call it train the trainer.
Right. So right now you primarily have volunteers from the community that will come in and facilitate the program in different schools. And so what you're saying is now this kit is being put together to where you can have the teachers teach it as a part of the course curriculum.
Yes. I mean, in some counties where we've been present for several years and there's been a really low turnover with the teachers, a lot of those teachers are using the kind of the train the trainer or the teacher kit. We started primarily with volunteers. That has changed tremendously because I would say 80 to 90% of the people who facilitate for Youth Entity are paid. They're paid employees of Youth Entity. And the reason is that schools have a lot of challenges. They have a lot of material on their plate that they have to get through. And it's really a gift of their time that they're giving us. And if they say, well, we can fit you in 1 hour a week for 6 weeks, or we'd like you here all week, or in larger schools, we're there 4 days for 4 hours. We need to be able to accommodate those schedules. And so we've really kind of morphed from being volunteer driven in the very beginning when we were much smaller to now where we're serving a couple thousand kids a year. We need paid people who can, you know, help us make that happen.
You are now bringing in paid facilitators and you have a lot of other expenses with your programs. How are you guys funded?
Okay. Youth Entity in a lot of ways is similar to other nonprofits. We rely on grants and individual donations from the community. I think the support from the individual community is very, very important because even grantors want to provide and support nonprofits who are supported in their own communities. If you're not, it makes it less likely for you to get a grant. But we also offer another program for people to financially support our financial literacy programs, and that's through our sponsorship program. So we receive a tremendous amount of financial support from Alpine Bank, as an example, and other community banks who choose to sponsor classrooms and individual kids at either a $5, $20, or $45 level. And in return for that, they get a variety of benefits. One of the things I think the banks appreciate the most is that for each kid that goes through our program, a letter goes home to the parents in Spanish and in English, letting them know that this program has been provided by Youth Entity, what their child has learned, and by the way, how they've earned their check. That's something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
The other part is then, you know, the sponsor's logos, whether it's a bank or whether it's a stockbroker or a financial advisor, their logo appears on all of those communications that go home to the parents. So the parents actually see what entities in the community are actually helping to make this possible in their schools.
You mentioned the checks that go to the kids. Tell us about that. That's been a fun part to see them work through.
It is fun. And it's something we've been doing for the very beginning. One of the ways we measure the effectiveness of our financial literacy programs is we actually pre and post test the kids. So the students take a test on what they're about to learn before they take the program, and then they take a test at the end of the program. A lot of kids grouse about taking tests these days. They take a lot of tests. But in our program, the post test has become like the crowning moment of the whole program because we actually pay students 50 cents for each question they get correct, up to $15 per student for a fifth grader or an eighth grader, and up to $17.50 per student for a high school student. So we like to call it earning for learning. And one of the reasons we do it is not just to get them excited about the program, but one of my goals is to give each student some money that regardless of their familial situation, they could go home and they have some money to jumpstart their savings or their investing. Because one of the key principles we teach in I Am Financial Knowledge is the 10-10-10-70 principle, which means for every dollar you are earning, or perhaps you're given through a birthday card, you should save 10%, share 10%, invest 10%, and then spend 70%. And part of that goes hand in hand is the concept of paying yourself first. And this is where most adults really mess it up. The idea is that you don't go and make up your budget and spend 100% and say, well, I don't make enough money to save or to share or to invest. Pay yourself first means you take your earnings, you move that 30% aside, and then you design your lifestyle around the 70%. And that's a huge lesson that our entire society has missed. And that's something also that we're trying to help kids not just understand, but by taking home their very own paycheck, they have the money to start practicing that principle and building good attitudes and behaviors towards money and helping them to manage their money skills. Because I can tell you, and Danielle can as well, these kids are very in tune to the happenings of their household relating to money. Whether they're spoken or unspoken, they're highly understood. And we learn a lot about that through stories the kids tell us through the program, but also as adults, our personal experiences. If you grew up in a household that was short on money or had money problems, that sense of tension is felt in the family. And as much as adults like to try and keep things from kids, they're not successful in doing that. So we're trying to bring kind of a healthy attitude, set of skills, and a healthy set of behaviors to kids so that they don't repeat those lessons they're learning in their household if they are negative, but they in turn are really empowered to create their own life relative to money in a very positive way.
Yeah, I think this is so much why I resonated with your program, in that I'm doing so much of this type of work with adults, and the stories, the money mindsets, the family history, that teaching financial literacy to adults, it might mean something completely different, especially as they're moving towards their rewirement, refirement, encore years. But it's, you know, the stories either need to, they're either serving you and working for you and you want to build on them. Or I talk to, you know, 55 and 60 year olds that their money stories still can have a negative impact on them. And I love the fact that you guys are getting kids to talk about their money stories and bringing things out into the light that they can explore it a little bit and maybe rewrite it earlier, sooner than later, so we're not dealing with some of the same issues down the road. I greatly appreciate that you guys incorporate the giving component into the, you know, the 10-10-10, and, you know, sharing that idea of gratitude. And when you appreciate what you have, it flows, you know, it's more likely to flow through you. I so enjoy watching the kids' faces. And I mean, I teach adults, I coach adults. And when I have done the volunteer experience in the schools, seeing the kids' faces light up when they start getting this stuff has been, you know, it makes me feel really good, you know, that I'm able to share a little bit of, you know, whatever it's my story or my perspective on all of this. So are you saying that you're no longer, do you still have volunteers that are coming in and teaching at the school? How can people help you guys out?
We do. We still have volunteers. And so I think for people who are interested in volunteering, they just need to contact us at Youth Entity, which is 970-963-4055, and ask for Stephanie Staley. I think one of the biggest aspects to being a volunteer would be having a flexible schedule. The other one is just the willingness, I think, to go through the training and to kind of embrace being in a classroom. So you do not need to be a professional teacher or a professional classroom manager. Those are what the actually teaching professionals do, but we will equip you through our training on how to effectively deliver the program. And personally, for me, the more storytelling you can bring to the program, the better. I share with fifth graders all the time the stupid money mistakes I made, but in a context that they will laugh, but they'll understand. So for instance, you know, having a credit card and charging clothes and food on my credit card, and after 2 years, I still haven't paid that off. So I'm paying for an outfit that I no longer wore. And I said, I'm paying for a meal that I digested 249 days ago. So that's really not a very good decision. Or even something that happened to me in the last 5 years as an adult, I kind of became addicted to these really yummy coffee drinks in Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I went every day before work. Then I started driving out of my way on Saturdays and Sundays. They're $5.15. One day I literally got in my car after buying one of those. I got a calculator out of my glove compartment in the car, and I added up how much money I was spending in a year on that coffee. And there's something very empowering about, and this is so simple, annualizing your spending. And when I saw that was over $2,000, I'm like, nope, I'm done. Because there's so many things I would much rather do than $2,000 than to, no offense, give it to the local coffee shop. And I think that if more adults and even kids could do that, it puts it into perspective how much money you're actually spending on something versus, you know, oh, it's just $2, or I had a $20 bill, now I have $2 left. Well, I might as well spend the other $2. It's just $2. That American mentality, perhaps it's not American, but mentality of money just being disposable almost is, I think, really hurting us as a community. And it's
community is a society and is a world, you know? So it's about bringing back in the intentionality. And it's interesting, you know, we've talked about it before, the how the brain chemistry works, and that's a whole nother podcast. But, you know, the idea of when you make a financial choice that brings pleasure, it releases the endorphins, and that kind of builds on you, and your whole coffee story speaks to that. And how do we capture those thoughts? How do we capture that moment and turn it around to be more mindful about it? One, that coffee drink probably had a few added calories to it that
yes.
didn't necessarily want it to make that choice. But I think that, you know, that impact of understanding not only from the financial context, how that choice plays out long term, just because we have the money, should we make this choice? Or what does that choice, what is the consequence down the road? If I make this choice, I can't make this choice. I can't spend it in a different way. And have the kids get that early on, I think, is one of the most empowering things that we're able to do with the I Am Financial Knowledge Program, and reconnect them to that their financial decisions can reflect what is truly, truly important in their lives. And as they make more money, to keep mindful of that and bring it back to, you know, core values and the importance of that, you know, that intentionality. I'm excited to see what you guys, you know, continue to, how this plays out over the next year. And again, as you're building something bigger than yourself, that it will continue on, that you are planting seeds in little minds that are going to blossom and be very, very powerful. I know that when I've talked to, whether it's parents or teachers, a lot of times there'll be a teacher that's standing in the room and they'll go, wow, I never got this when I was growing up. Or the parents will say, I wish we had this kind of education when I was, you know, in school. And I, you know, I think the power of what you guys are doing is, again, going to be felt. The ripple effect will be felt for many, many years to come. I'm honored to be involved in your program and look forward to my continued work. I need to look at new opportunities to do that now with what you're talking about. And you shared, what's your website address?
It's youthentity.org.
And that will list out, you know, some of the other folks on your staff that may be able to help with, if you want to financially give to either Youth Entity, you know, they've got several different programs under the umbrella, or if you want to focus on specifically the I Am Financial Knowledge Program, they'd love to talk to you about how you can get involved. We have a really fun fundraiser in the summer, the pig roast, which has been one of the fundraising highlights of my summer for many, many years. And I'm sure you guys have it coming up again. When is it going to be this year?
The Pig Roast this year is Thursday, June 27th at the Aspen Glen Club. And also through our website, you can purchase tickets. So we'd love to have you come out, learn more about our organization, and frankly, just enjoy a lovely party.
It's a beautiful evening. Thank you for your time, Kristen. And if people want to get a hold of me to continue a conversation about, you know, what it means to have a healthy financial life as you move into and through your retirement years, you can contact me at www.wealthbydesign4u.com. I also have some financial affirmations and a monetary manifesto that you can find at www.DanielleHoward4u.com. Appreciate your time today, Kristen, and we will chat soon.
Thank you very much.
Kristen, thank you so much. I have one question. Where were you when I was in junior high and had a paper route and way too much money? Because it's talking about the...
I was broke.
I think about if I knew then what you're telling me now and what I know now, boy, I tell you, I just don't want to look back on my lifetime of donut spending and see what that could purchase me now. You know, all the donut dollars that I spent over my lifetime, and I could probably buy a car or at least a small car.
And, you know, I even talked to the kids about, you know, they might look at me as someone who knows it all or something like that. You know, I'm in my mid 50s and have been successful in my careers. And what I explained to them is that this is knowledge for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's not just knowledge for a certain group of people. And I do tell the fifth graders that what they're learning now are things that I did not know as a 30-year-old. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I had spent 8 years of bringing in a pretty high income for a person my age. And I basically had nothing but debt.
Yeah.
And so I think, and Danielle said it earlier, but I really feel like if there's only one word to describe this program, it's empowerment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to me. And a couple of little stories. I was up at a Snowmass Rotary and we were presented with a grant check. And one of the Rotarians came up to me afterwards and she said, both of my children went through this program. And she said for both of them was the first check that they've ever received. And when they brought it home, they said, you know, Mom, what do I do with this check? And she said, we're going to go to the bank and open up a bank account, which is something we teach the kids how to do in the program. So even a lot of kids, regardless of their social economic position in life, which is through their families, don't necessarily have money that they've actually earned, mm-hmm. that they can actually go and open up a bank account to get started on their own. And I remember one year after we did the program in Rifle, probably a month later, we got a check in the mail. And Danielle mentioned about the importance of giving. And I really try to broaden their perspective of what that means. It could even be short-term saving so that you can help someone down the road. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be immediate giving when you're that young. But a young boy had sent in a $50 check to Youth Entity and was basically his birthday check that he received from a grandparent that he had endorsed over to us.
Wow.
As his form of giving. And, I'll never forget that. And another couple of kids had played some instruments out, you know, on the streets of Basalt and collected money and brought it back as their way of giving back to Youth Entity for their financial literacy program.
That's awesome.
So we are having an impact. Unfortunately, we always don't hear from the kids directly until we see them in eighth grade. But I can tell you, I'm working right now with a group of seven boys and several other industry professionals in a construction program. And one of the boys remembered going through the program as an eighth grader. And I said, how much money did you earn? He said, $14.50. So that has been imprinted, mm-hmm. you know, in his mind.
He remembers it.
He remembers it.
Yeah.
He remembers the experience and how much money he earned.
Well,
So you never know.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And honestly, that's why I love working with Danielle, because you said the word empowerment. That's what she does with her clients. Absolutely. She gets it. And so that's something that we've discussed. And it's funny because Danielle and I have definitely shared our own mistakes. I believe mine was leasing a minivan. You don't do that as a teenager. You know, I did that as a full knowledgeable, quote unquote, adult. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for being a great guest. And Danielle, thank you for bringing her in. And I know I don't want anybody to wait to reach out to you, Danielle, but June 27th in Colorado sounds fantastic to me, especially
come out for the pig roast.
Exactly. You'll see both of them at the pig roast. But before then, between now and then, reach out to Danielle and her team and get the conversation started, because empowerment is what she's all about. And that's what we're going to try to get done. Thank you again, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You made it easy. Thanks.
And thank you all for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast with Daniel Howard. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Daniel comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family. And if you've got friends or family members with kids that would fit this group, the youth entity group, definitely share this podcast with them. It'll be an eye-opening experience, and it'll be a lot of fun for them. Again, thanks for listening today. For everyone at Wealth Done Differently Retirement, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Wealth by Design, LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Danielle Howard, Certified Financial Planner, is an investment advisor representative of Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Cambridge and Wealth by Design, LLC, are not affiliated.